Hello and welcome to a brand spanking new edition of Five and Out. I'm Wes.
I'm Steve.
And this week we have a very geriatric top five for you this week.
Say elderly top five.
Yes.
And we're counting down our top five things that just make us feel old.
That's right. But guys, we have a lot of show for you, so let's get right to it. Steven, how are you? You look great. You feel great.
Well, Wes, to be fair, I feel great and I feel like I look great.
Well, Steve, I'm feeling you right now, and you feel like you look great.
I'd lost it.
Good.
Actually, I do feel great, and the main reason I feel great is I watched a movie that I've been wanting to watch for a really long time.
E.T.
Finally!
Yeah!
Oh, you sad sack of crap, that's you.
That's right, that's me. Oops.
I can't believe you've never seen E.T. A movie that has been nothing but talked up by people whose opinions I very much appreciate.
E.T.
E.T. He came down and he's like, dude, look, you've got to watch The Raid.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I've had one of our good friends, Mike, who's been on the podcast several times. He works at a used DVD video game store.
Mm-hmm.
And I was waiting. I was trying to catch, The Raid for, $6 or something to, because I didn't want to go to Best Buy and spend $22 for a DVD or a Blu-ray or whatever.
Sure, nobody does.
So this last weekend, I had three separate conversations with three different people that all brought up The Raid to me.
Wow.
And I was like, God damn it. I was like, I just got to watch it.
Sure.
It just so happens Best Buy has it for sale on Blu-ray with a digital copy as well for $9.99.
Ooh.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to go buy myself a movie.
I said, I know what? I'm going to steal that shit.
So I popped it right in my underwear, and off I went.
That's right.
And the guy was like, sir, the alarm's going off. I was like, don't you dare touch my Johnson. My square Johnson.
Oh, so you put it there as opposed to your ass cheek.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Well,
I was like, look at this package, dude. I know you want to get touching up on it, but you can't.
That's right.
And I finally watched this movie, and it's tough when a movie's been hyped up, by a bunch of your friends, and
sure,
you start building it up in your own mind.
Sure.
And it is good, man.
Yeah.
It met my expectations.
Oh, it did.
It is good.
See, I'm very careful about saying, yeah, man, I really enjoyed it. Give it a watch, and I think you'll probably enjoy it too. And I won't say any more than that. I'm not saying it'll be the best thing you've ever seen. Like, you will cream your pants with joy, and you will melt into a pile of rainbows. I don't say that.
Worst case scenario is you build it up. You're like, oh, dude, it's awesome. You're really going to it's perfect for you. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
And then they watch it, and then it's perfect for them, and they watch it. And you're like, Steve, you were right. That movie is really good. The better scenario is, why don't you just give it a watch?
Yeah.
I think you might enjoy it. Yeah, tell me what you think. And then it's perfect. They love it. It's awesome. You're like, oh, my God, Steve, it was perfect. I love it. It was awesome. you want to have that rising action with a recommendation.
And the worst is like when they say, oh, my God, it's the best movie ever. I think you're going to love it. You got to watch it. And then you watch Coraline. It's like, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean.
And then the worst part of the worst part is the next time you recommend something. Like, yeah, fuck you. you told me Coraline was awesome.
Yeah. Like, the Avengers, get out of here.
Yeah, I don't think so, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think so. So it was very built up. And you know what? It was really good. I had a really great time. There were at least three or four times, probably more than that, where my wife and I were watching it, and we did the, oh!
Mm-hmm.
Ooh!
Yep.
Like, the fight scenes are just great.
Just brutal.
And my wife did the, like, she and I kind of watch movies in a similar way where, something doesn't, it's a little bit of a plot hole or, but you just said that, and she said something out loud. She was like, but you just said this. And I was like, Holly, let's just enjoy this movie. I was like, I was so ready to accept having a good time with a movie.
Sure.
It's like, Holly, turn that part off, baby. Baby, we're just gonna watch dudes shoot each other and blow each other up and kung fu each other. Let's just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as it was done, we're like standing ovation. We're like, yes, that was great. So I kind of want to go buy The Raid 2 tomorrow. Because I hear the second one is also very good.
Yes. I hear that too. One? I have not.
Okay.
But if you do buy it, and if you do watch it, let me know because I want to see it.
Yeah. I am not a movie buyer. The only reason I like to purchase a movie is to then share it with other people.
Sure, sure.
Because I'm always about like watching something new, never going back to. Very rarely do I go back and like repeat watch a movie.
Sure, same here. I used to do that all the time. I used to be a huge movie buyer. I used to go to Blockbuster Video. Yeah. Remember that?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Every single week, and I buy like a used DVD or two.
Yeah.
And now I have shit in my DVD collection like Big Trouble with Tim Allen. Like, why the hell?
Who signed off on this purchase? What mood was I in that this was a purchase?
No wonder the Blockbuster salesmen were like, oh, finally someone's buying this movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it's real good. You're going to love it.
Good.
You're going to love it.
I used to buy DVDs without watching them first.
But, I mean, I did this where we went to school. There was a pawn shop there. Mm-hmm. Which was not like, it wasn't a creepy pawn shop.
Yeah.
It was more like, we sell guitars and DVDs and mm-hmm. old video game systems and some jewelry. Not like, we sell guns and, like, you know, Abraham Lincoln memorabilia.
It's like, oh, so you've been to my hometown's pawn shop?
I've been there. It's scary.
It's very scary.
Crossbows and titties, I think is what it called. And I was like, show me the titties. But they were taxidermied boobs.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is, to be fair, I still like them, but not as much as I should.
Definitely not. And they weren't human boobs either.
Yeah, real weird. You have a real weird pawn shop.
Yeah, I don't like talking about it.
But the pawn shop where we went to school,
real human crossbows. I had to get that joke in there. I think it was worth it.
Yeah, everyone's appreciative. The reason I went into this pawn shop is because they had like $2.99 DVDs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought the entire Terminator. At the time, it was just a trilogy. Terminator trilogy. It was like $10.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whatever. So I was like, yeah, dude, I'll come in here and buy some DVDs. And then I was like, I don't even watch these.
Yeah.
I buy them. They just sit there.
Yeah.
I only buy them to like prove to somebody. Then I'm like, I'm a fan. You know, like, you like Terminator? Yeah, well, of course I like Terminator. I have all three. You know, it's like yeah, even the shitty one, I have it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I realized I was doing that. I'm just wasting my money.
Yeah, you're just throwing it away.
There's no reason to do this.
Especially in the age of Netflix and YouTube and stuff like that. Yeah, man. Like, nowadays when I cross to my DVD cabinet and I see Big Trouble, say is... You again.
But there's still something about you that will not just get rid of it.
I know. It's like, well, I gotta try and sell it.
You have to continually bury it behind the other DVDs. Yes. Just so, like, it's like a mark of shame that you have,
mm-hmm.
but you can't pay for the tattoo removal.
Exactly.
Like,
it's a tramp stamp that I got when I was really drunk.
Just, I always wear shirts that are a little bit longer in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that's what... people do with tramp stamps. I do not have one.
You know those shirts that are longer in the back than they are in the front? You know those mullet shirts?
You know, a t-shirt with tails.
That's
you know.
Right. Yeah, I've seen those.
So now the only reason I buy, like, the final thing to me for a purchase of a Blu-ray, because now I will not be caught dead buying a DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm spoiled now. I will not buy a DVD.
Sure.
The two criteria really are... It's like, is this worthy of a purchase? Like, is mm-hmm. it in my hierarchy of a purchase? Like, I would buy the Avengers. Like, it's worthy of a purchase.
Sure.
Second criteria, is it something I can share with other people?
Mm-hmm.
Like, friends who have not seen it, here, take it. I want you to see this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are basically my two criteria to purchase something.
Sure, sure.
And on the third kind of side note, I can't find it anywhere else. That was what happened with The Raid. Like,
sure.
Couldn't. But now I'm glad I have it,
because
I can share it with other people.
My criteria for buying things right now, because you know I love collecting things. It's almost like a compulsion.
Yeah.
I think I have a sickness.
You do.
We're not sure. Well, you're sure. I'm not sure. I only buy nowadays Marvel movies. because I just want to have the complete set because I love just popping in a Marvel movie. And I still watch them.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, I had a Marvel movie Sunday when I watched all of Phase 1 all day Sunday, ended with the Avengers, and it was great.
I can't argue against that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, but again, those are, again, with at least my two criteria, most of those movies are worthy of a purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to share that. If someone had not seen Iron Man, you're at a bar with your buddies, and I never saw. I will get it to you.
Yeah,
I will drive it to your house tomorrow. You can watch Iron Man, and you will be better for it.
Sure,
that's great. That's great. So I have no problem with the Marvel Series 1 or Phase 1, I should say. Speaking of which, how excited are you? Give me on our classic 0 to 100 scale.
Okay.
For the Age of Ultron.
Ooh, about a 35. I don't think they're going to bring it this time. You know what? I saw those trailers and looks like a snoozer.
Age of Ultron starring Don Rickles.
Abe Vigoda as the Incredible Hulk.
Seriously, how excited are you?
Oh my god, like 110, dude. I'm super excited. Yeah. I only buy Marvel movies. I only go to the theater to see Marvel movies.
Yeah, what's on your theater to see list? Because we're about to enter the summer blockbuster time.
Man, summer already.
I mean, it doesn't feel that way quite yet, but we're getting there.
Sure, obviously Marvel, Avengers, Age of Ultron,
yeah.
Ant-Man when that comes out.
Okay.
Probably Star Wars, but besides that, that's going to be about it.
That's okay.
So all Disney for me, baby.
So you said, oh my, I know we talked about it last week, but oh my god, Disney is going to make multiple billion dollars off of two movies.
They're going to rename Earth Disney's Earth.
Disney's bitch is what they're going to name Earth. Oh my god, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy.
They got crazy amounts of money.
So, I mean, you answered the question I was going to ask of what are you more excited for, Avengers or Star Wars? But so obviously Avengers.
Obviously Avengers. I mean, I know there's a bunch of Star Wars fans out there that are super excited. And, to be fair, the new trailer looks fun. Looks like it'll hopefully be good. But I'm just so burned by those, prequels. I've mentioned it before. I'm just not that excited about it.
I'm actually very excited now for Age of Ultron, just kind of getting a little bit closer to it and feeling
Don Rickles of it.
I mean, once I saw Abe Vigoda, I was like, I'm in, baby. I'm in. Tell me where and when. I'm doing it. And I'm going to go see. I'll probably see it on like a midnight showing.
Sure.
But I'm already to the point where I'm like, shit. How many tickets can I get for an IMAX 3D midnight showing for me and all my friends for Star Wars?
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
I want if I could buy a block of 30 tickets to the IMAX 3D mm-hmm. midnight showing, I would buy them right now.
True or false, Steve? I have never seen an IMAX film.
You have never seen one.
That's true. I've never seen one.
I mean,
aren't they just big screens?
No, there's more to it than that. Okay. The sound of them is very, very much enhanced.
Okay.
And
ooh, enhanced.
Very much enhanced.
Oh boy.
Also, there's something about an IMAX movie that just feels different.
Okay.
When just going to the theater itself.
Like good different or like butt play different?
No, 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 no. Not butt play. No, definitely not butt. Where you're like, it's more of a feeling you're like, this is, oh, we've stepped into the major leagues.
I just want to point out I'm not happy with my butt play reference. I'm so not happy with it. I'm just sitting here shaking my head.
No, it's,
you go on.
IMAX is, it's almost like you drive your car, like you go to bars and you like go to restaurants with your friends, and like four or five different friends, they drive, and you're like, yeah, we're going to go, like, oh, I'll pick you up, I'll take you out there. And then all of a sudden your buddy's like, yeah, I'll pick you up. And he shows up in like a Lamborghini to pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I'm going to the same place, but everything all of a sudden is very different in my life. I'm going to see the movie like everyone else is going to see the movie, but it's a very different time than everyone else is going to have. It.
Hey, dude, open the glove compartment. There's, like, just two glasses of white wine. Whoa!
Do you like mimosas? No. Then all of a sudden the mimosas go away to something you do like?
What? Jack and Coke?
Yes. It is worth it for certain movies.
Okay.
Like, if you're going to go see, like, The King's Speech, it's not worth it for IMAX.
Dude, I went to see Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy in IMAX. Changed my life.
Mind blowing. But the movies we are talking about, Age of Ultron,
sure,
the new Star Wars movie,
mm-hmm,
it is so immersive.
Okay.
And like, sound is one of those things that you don't necessarily pay a lot of attention to a lot of the time. Like, when someone has a shitty surround sound, you pay a lot of attention to it.
Sure.
Or they have shitty, just regular speakers on their TV. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. But when you have IMAX, like, basically the screen is also curved on an IMAX.
Okay.
And this is very, very specific now, but at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago here, it's one of the first IMAXs. It was the first IMAX I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the first IMAXs, I think, in the nation. I don't know if that's correct, but I think so.
Okay.
Basically, the entirety behind the screen is all speakers, all of it.
Really?
So when you talk about surround sound, it's not like a little thing in both corners in the back, and then there's something in the middle and the front corners.
Oh, the $40 surround sound system?
Yeah, it is not that, friend.
Okay.
It's like concert quality, just enormous, it's beyond Bose speakers, just the best speakers you've ever heard in your life. So like, when a helicopter flies over, like, your chest palpitates with like the ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. As it goes, and it brings you into a world that no other way really, really can.
Mm-hmm.
So for those huge blockbuster movies, the last movie I saw in IMAX was Avatar. Avatar isn't even that good of a movie.
Sure.
But watching it in IMAX 3D, like, the way that they go, showing you depth of the space station, the things off the tree, the little glowing kind of like...
The seeds.
Yeah, swirly sweets.
Swirly sweets. Yeah.
When those came down, it was just such a really cool moment with the 3D and the way it provided the depth and the sound. Like, and then when you go back and you watch Avatar at home, you're like, what the fuck is this movie? This movie fucking sucks. And then when you watch an IMAX 3D, you're like, oh my God, what a world. Like, I can't believe I'm in this world. So that's a super long explanation to say, yes, IMAX is worth it for particular movies, specifically science fiction.
Great. So you want to have tickets to see Star Wars in IMAX?
Yep.
Okay, great.
If anyone wants your last 8 minutes back, too bad. No refunds.
Well, cool, man. That are those. So, how about you? Do you have those three?
Star Wars 1,
mm-hmm,
Age of Ultron 2, and you know what? I will tell you right now, my wife's number one, because I find this actually very funny.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, as I've mentioned numerous times on the podcast, you know, she's what, five? What's my wife? Five? Four?
Your wife's name is Holly.
Her name is Holly. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. She's 5'4", 100-nothing pounds, but she loves a good action movie.
She does.
God, does she love a good action movie. Mm-hmm. She goes bananas for the previews for Mad Max, dude.
Really?
Oh, my God. I honestly don't know if I've ever seen my wife more excited for a film ever,
okay,
than the new Mad Max.
Okay.
Part of it, obviously, Tom Hardy's a little bit of a dreamboat.
Well, a little bit. A
little bit dreamboat.
I mean, I'm going to hop on that boat.
I mean, we all wish... Well, I'll take second. That's fine.
We're going to set sail. Give me my first mate, baby. Let's...
toot toot. On the SS Tom Hardy. Ooh. Seriously, though, Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
I'll grab your wheel, Skipper.
She goes... what people think, like, stereotypical men do for, like, football. Like, oh, yeah, football. Oh, my God. Like, beer and hot wings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holly legitimately does that for Mad Max. She's like, oh, Mad Max. She's like, fuck, yeah.
beer and hot wings.
Shit's gonna explode, and I'm gonna drink beer, and it's gonna be awesome. Like, and I'm like, I've never been more turned on in my whole life. So on the same day, the two movies she's most excited about are coming out, and it is Mad Max and Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh, wow.
And that's part of the reason why I love my wife so much, is because typical girl thing, mm-hmm. The grandiose scale.
Sure.
Pitch Perfect. Of course, you're a girl. Of course you love Pitch Perfect.
Sure, an acapella movie. Ooh.
But if you and Wes love it.
I do love it.
And then, on the other hand, like, total macho cars just blowing up and Charlize Theron with Tom Hardy. Like,
the SS Tom Hardy.
That's toot. Like, she's excited about the most, those two things. The most.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like, you're great.
you're great.
Just great. I should marry you. Oh, I did.
Well, lucky me.
So Mad Max is a little bit further down on my list.
Okay.
It's, I mean, put it at like 4 or 5 or something, but it's, I mean, I still want to see it.
Will you see Terminator 5?
No.
Okay. Oh, great. I think we talked about this before on the podcast. But I'm interested, and you're not. I probably won't see it in the theaters, but I will definitely see it when it comes out.
I just feel like it's...
Or it comes out on DVD and Redbox.
I will absolutely 100% see it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Theater? No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Terminator is just too confused. I sound so old to say this. Thank God, because this is the podcast we're doing this week.
Yeah, that's right.
Terminator is... It's like, no. So if we jump back in time, but wait, hold on. Not all the way back in time. Let's say we jump back right about here. And forget about that part, because no, don't do that. But let's say, okay, so 1 and 2, skip 3, if we hopped in there. But remember in 2 where he did that thing? Don't pretend he didn't do that thing. So if we're in that world, and then you add Daenerys Targaryen, minus the dragons, but... Add super old Schwarzenegger. Follow me right there. Let's watch a movie.
I mean, that's exactly how they sold it.
It's a very confusing, but at the same time, very clarifying movie trailer.
It's not even any action scenes from the movie. It's just the director saying exactly that.
In a world where Terminator 3 didn't exist, but forget about that part in 2.
Yeah.
So,
going to see that.
No dice.
What about Ant-Man?
I am mixed, man.
Are mixed in what way?
I'm mixed where, like, I like Paul Rudd a lot.
Sure.
You know what? What do you feel about Ant-Man?
I'm going in with shields up, as it were.
Okay.
I know there was so many stories about how they lost so much creative talent due to, like, they lost Edgar Wright at first. They had to replace him, and then they had to replace another actor.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, they had to replace, like, a director at least once, maybe twice. They had to replace a couple actors because of scheduling issues.
Ugh.
So it's like, this might be the Marvel movie that, it might be the Iron Man 2.
Sure.
Of Phase 3. It might be, but the trailer looks good. I like everybody in it.
Okay.
I'm especially excited to see... Don't know what's his face. He plays the alcoholic in season 1 of House of Cards. He's in Midnight in Paris.
You saw Midnight in Paris?
I did.
With bald Travolta?
With what?
No, different Paris movie.
Different Paris movie.
What is that movie called?
Last Tango in Paris?
No, that's a different Travolta movie.
one Night in Paris?
That's it.
That's it.
John Travolta, Paris Hilton. Doing it.
That's right.
Scientology style.
That's right.
Which, to be fair, is extremely graphic.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, terrible.
My God.
Terrifying.
Top 10 movie all time for me.
What the hell was I talking about now?
Ant-Man.
Oh, great. So I'm cautiously excited.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of that actor's name. I'll look it up as
while
you...
While I talk.
While you talk.
And I agree. Shields are up. I don't really know anything about Ant-Man. Except that I just saw something online that they put an Ant-Man-sized billboard around, like, I think it was New York City. It's a billboard that's, like, 4 inches tall, and they put it, like, park benches and stuff.
That's hilarious.
And I thought it was really awesome.
That is really awesome.
I was like, you know what? I don't know what your movie's about, but that wins you a couple points.
Oh, shit. Evangeline Lilly is an Ant-Man?
Oh, I do love me some Evangeline
Lilly. Yes, you do.
Also known as the hottie from Lost.
The hottie bum body.
The hottie from the fucking awful Hobbit movies.
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
Thank you.
Still looking, still looking. Vamp Steve, Vamp, Corey Stoll is his name.
Corey Stoll.
Corey okay. Stoll.
All yeah. right. So all of that time for you to say that. And yep. All right.
You have the blankest look on your face.
Yep, sounds good to me.
It's like, hey, Steve, solve this calculus equation.
Aww.
That's exactly the type of space you just had.
Well, now that we've had that riveting discussion about Corey Stoll.
Stoll, you animal.
Stoll. We're going to have to cut our email segment short, but we had so many awesome emails from you guys. We want to get at least a couple in. So, Wes.
Yes. Okay. Really fast. Really fast. Rhett Leach. By the way, this is from last 2 weeks ago's top five gender bend cosplay. Rhett Leach. I believe he's a first time writer's in.
Thank you, Rhett.
Yes. So dreams do come true, kids. Your emails will be read on Five and Out.
It's fantastic to see a Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
Duncan Parker Newton Gaines.
Duncan Parker Newton Gaines writing in because he writes in every week, and we love Duncan Parker Newton Gaines. But it's fantastic to have Rhett. Who you know what? Real quick, let's make up a thing for Rhett.
Rhett. Banana fair to Fauvet. Me my moment. Rhett!
Rhett, if you write in again, you're going to get that sweet fucking original ditty every right. time you write in.
That we just made up.
So we love to hear from you guys, especially first-time writers, and thank you guys. It helps us know that people are listening in. So, but without further ado, Rhett, Bo-Rhett, banana fair to Fauvet. Me my Rhett, Rhett!
He says this is purely based on the weird shit people wear to conventions and the photos he's taken at conventions. So not stuff that he would do, but stuff that he has seen.
Okay.
Okay. So his number five is every male anime and video game character, just add boobs and you're done. Very true.
Kind of creepy, but okay.
Okay.
All right.
His number four is sexy Sully from Monsters, Inc. Super cute girl in a handmade bright blue furry costume, long hyper aqua wig with horns. Lost the horns and she became a sexy cookie monster. Can't argue with that. His number three is Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I don't want to see Jessica Rabbit cosplay
mm-hmm.
because it is physically impossible to be it. And
sure.
if you somehow become like those, the girls that like really fit, like distort the camera and stuff to become Jessica Rabbit, then it becomes super creepy.
Very
like,
true.
It can only exist in an animated world.
His number two is sexy female galaxy. He's talking about like, I think he's talking about, you know, where people dress up as the sun, have the planets rotating around them.
To me, that sounds like a hot girl dressed in like an reddish orange bikini and a bunch of creepy dudes dressed in circular, like planetary shape. Like, oh, I'm with her.
Oh, she is my son. We can't get any closer. We'll get burned. Eyes number one is Rainbow Bright's older sister, a 6.5 foot tall man wearing a rainbow colored latex body skirt covering head to ball height?
Oh.
Okay. The only way to tell he wasn't a disturbing lollipop was the near-perfect reproduction boots. Well, thank you, Rhett, Banana
Man, Rhett. Well, we'll do it better. To be honest, once anything is measured in ball height, tough to succeed.
You know what, Steve? I know we just said we're going to read a couple. I want to read like snippets of two different
okay.
ones. Our good friend Brian Kersey, who writes in almost every week, I just want to bring up, his number five was Pink Ranger from the Power Rangers. I will say Kimberly. That's
all right.
I grew
I
up
mean,
with.
Again, my concern is with that cosplay, everything's covered up. The Pink Ranger, she ain't showing nothing. Not even face.
But at least he's got that bodysuit. And
yeah.
you can take that helmet off.
Yeah, but then you're like, oh my god, there's a super hot Pink Ranger here, I assume. And then you're like, oh, it's a dude! It's a dude!
It's a dude with boobies!
I feel like you're just being, I feel like the secret to a successful, you know, gender bend cosplay.
Yes, tell us a secret, Steve.
Because, I mean, as a man who's traveled in some circles. I feel like they have to know you're a dude. Otherwise, they will feel betrayed.
Sure.
And then their own sexuality is called into play.
But his number three was Mystique from the X-Men movies. Probably the boldest choice.
That's a ballsy choice. And I say ballsy because you got to do something with those balls.
But Timothy Adam Murphy, he also writes in almost every week. His number five was April O'Neil.
God damn it.
I know, Timothy.
It's real good. It's real good.
His number three is Katniss Everdeen from The Hunger Games.
Damn, it's so achievable as a man as well.
I know.
Because you get to like dirty yourself up a little bit.
Oh, emphasis on dirty.
Yeah, sexually dirty.
That's right.
You get to throw a bow on, just dirty yourself up, throw your hair in a ponytail. You get a ponytail wig. I say throw your hair in a ponytail like I can just throw my hair in a ponytail.
Of course. For a second, I thought you meant like a bow as in on a present.
You know.
Throw a bow in your hair.
Perfect. Katniss Everdeen. There you go.
There you go. But his number one is Elsa from Frozen.
I feel like that's so... I'm sorry, everyone. Sorry. I know we've said it before. I just have this weird disdain... not disdain. I shouldn't say that. General dislike for Frozen.
Yes.
Because as we mentioned a couple weeks ago, I just feel like it is this money-making juggernaut that is going completely unchecked, as in the regard that they're making frozen, like, SpaghettiOs with nothing in there that is Frozen-related. They just throw Elsa on the label. Like, that's Frozen.
Yeah, because you know your little girl's going to need them.
I just feel like Frozen is this like, beast that is running unchecked, like a cancer in the entertainment world that's eating up all the surrounding cells, and no one cares.
Yep.
No one cares.
Yep, everyone loves it.
I don't know.
But guys, thank you so much for writing in. As Steve said earlier, we love, love, love hearing what you guys have to say, because we get shit like Katniss Everdeen. Didn't even think of her.
Didn't think of it.
And the Pink Ranger.
And April O'Neil, man.
April O'Neil, baby.
God, that should...
I don't know why I'm saying baby a lot this podcast, but get used to it, baby.
God, I love me some April O'Neil.
Yeah.
Talk about, like, potentially my first crush ever.
Yeah.
Because I love Ninja Turtles, man.
That yellow onesie she had on.
For some, like, if you were to see a real woman wearing a yellow onesie, what is wrong with you?
Didn't she have pockets all the way up her legs?
So many pockets.
So many pockets.
Zippers and, like, a long zipper.
What are you wearing?
And she's supposed to be, could you imagine seeing a reporter on the local news wearing this yellow onesie that, like, kind of deep cut down the V? Like, this is April O'Neil reporting on local mayors, you know, like, running through red lights. Oh, no. Like, you're not a real reporter. Are you a stripper who just wandered onto camera? But as my 7-year-old self, like, yeah, you know what? Boobs and stuff. Yeah.
Speaking of your 7-year-old self.
Stealth. My 7-year-old stealth, man.
This kind of brings us naturally to our top five for the week. Which is?
Man.
Yeah.
Things that make us feel old.
Yeah.
Because I'm 30, and you're about to be 30.
Yeah. I made it.
Hey. You haven't made it yet.
That's true. These next 2 months. Gonna be touch and go.
You're
I'm a month and a half away.
You're a month and a half away.
I know.
From death.
You know. You know what's happening before that time?
What?
These next couple of months are gonna be constant parties. We got bachelor party.
That's true.
For Mike. There's gonna be Mike's wedding. Your first wedding anniversary. Our 100th podcast.
100 podcast.
What?
There's gonna be something special. There's going to be something special.
That's right.
We'll figure out what it is.
That's right.
And we're not going to figure it out like Facebook and Twitter. We're going to, like, legitimately figure it out.
And then, man, my 30th birthday.
And then you die.
And then, oh, God. That's right.
And then you die.
And then, you know, that's the next thing I have to look forward to
is death. Well, as a man speaking from beyond the grave.
Oh, wow.
I've got a little, I'm just going to speak briefly about two things as a five, because they're one of the first things that came to my mind, but it is not necessarily what this podcast is about, but they make me feel so old that they have to go mentioned.
Okay.
And one of them is, you are not a big sports fan. I am. And as a kid, my sports heroes were always these unattainable, you know, like older, like Michael Jordan and, you know, whatever, Frank Thomas and these sports guys. I know you
have Frank Thomas, the greatest badminton player of our age.
Ever. Of all time, really.
Yep.
No, these great sports heroes, and it's always you looked up to them as these, like, you know, older kind of people, whatever. And then I realized that LeBron James is essentially as old as I am. Like, he's like a couple of months young, like 2 months younger than I am. He and I are the same age.
Yeah.
And then I see him in the NBA playoffs for like the 10th time. He's won 2 NBA championships. And it is no longer this, like, oh man, when I grow up, I'm going to be like that. It's like, oh no, that dude's in the same grade as me.
You know what? I kind of had that same thing with actors and actresses. When I look them up, like, oh, they're probably, you know, early 30s, late 30s, early 40s. No, they're 27.
27.
And I'm 29.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So now knowing that every single, essentially every single person that enters the NBA, the NFL, any major sport is now several years younger than me is, like, I mean, I don't know if this is this way for many other people, but there was always just this little hint, this tiny little hint of, you know, like, greatness. Like, I'm going to win a Super Bowl. I'm going to win a World Series, an NBA Final. Like, I know I never was, but there's just this little hint of it.
That youthful naivete.
Absolutely. And, sir, it has been snuffed out. Because I know you don't follow sports, but the way that they speak about, like, about anything in the NBA, any major sport, once you hit 30 years old, they speak about you as if you are a cadaver.
That was my pup chiming in.
She's like, yeah, 30, fuck 30. Like, they're like, well, I mean, he is 30 years old now, so, I mean, you probably shouldn't pay him any money, and he's probably out of the league in a year.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's like, and they speak about them as if they are dead people.
Yeah.
And now, as a man who is 30 and still has not yet made it into the NFL / NBA or Major League Baseball, it really kind of puts a crimp on things for me.
But you still go out there and you still try out for them.
God damn it. I'm going to be the guy that hits the big 3 in game 7 of the NBA Finals and wins the championship.
That's right.
Only it's going to be in a rec league and I'm going to miss the shot.
And they're still going to call you Old Man Steve.
And I just want to make one more quick reference. I've been a music lover my entire life, and I still love music.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't love it in quite the same active way that I did in my, you know, high school years when all I had was to be depressed about girls and find songs that made me feel even more depressed about them. That's what I had time to do then.
Yeah.
And I found all the bands that were depressed about this or angry about that or just rocking about that. And, like, and part of the reason I'm friends with my wife's, like, younger cousins is because I had a pretty cool, like, taste in music, and we bonded over that. And now that I'm 30, I swear to God, it is a night and day. The same cousins I've been friends with for a couple of years now, they're like, hey, dude, do you listen to Mustafa's Beard Wizard Man?
What?
And I'm like, wah, wah. Have you kids heard about Led Zeppelin? Like, oh, dude, Mustafa's Beard, Leatherface, time-traveling Wakachobi's second album is way better.
Dude, Jimmy licks cake and poops it out and then rubs it on himself. Great band.
Oh, my God, dude, I can't believe you're not listening. You got to check it out. You got to check it out. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm speaking a foreign language, and I never want to be this lame. And it's only going to get lamer from here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what, Steve? Is that your number 5?
Like, that's my joint 5, sports and music.
See, this kind of dovetails nicely into my number 5. Let me sing a little ditty. Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me. You ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. That song, I believe, is over 15 years old, and it's played on the oldie station. Do you remember when that song was all the rage?
God, dude. That's my heyday.
Yeah.
Mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, that's the thing. I can tell you every song from the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Because I gave a shit.
Yeah.
They weren't necessarily good, but I gave a shit about them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! And like mid, like Katy Perry and mid 2000s bullshit. I don't care. It's terrible. But honestly, ask a dude that was 30 years old when Smash Mouth All Star came out.
Uh-huh.
He's like, ah, I don't care.
Yeah,
it's Smash Mouth. It's Chumbawamba. It's Macarena.
Yep.
I don't fucking care.
Yep.
But I care. Yep. I do care.
And a single tear rolls down your cheek.
Dude, seriously, mid-90s one-hit wonders, I'm all over it.
Yeah.
All over it.
I remember my girlfriend and I like to walk to your place and have like mid-90s jam sessions where we play Matchbox 20.
Oh, yeah.
They get, of course, some other bands I can't. Semisonic.
Oh, Closing Time,
Closing Time.
Fastball, The Way.
Sure.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Because you will know what I'm talking about. Anyone can see the road that their walk on is paved in gold.
Wait, it's sounding familiar.
What about Marcy Playground?
I don't know the name.
I smell sex and
candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about I'm a Barbie girl?
Sorry. Excuse me. I just killed myself.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
By the way, this is a legit. This is. We were just speaking earlier about recommendations. This is a legit recommendation. This sounds like a. It's not legit, but I'm taking this long because it is legit. Please look up Barbie Girl Dutch version. It is fucking hilarious.
Okay.
I'm giving you a 100% Steve YouTube recommendation, Barbie Girl Dutch version.
Okay.
Legit.
Is it too legit to quit?
No. Please continue working.
Okay. Yeah, man. Just, I'm almost afraid to say this because I don't know if this idea will appear on your list, but just being in the place that you imagined people being when you were like 15, does that make sense?
Yes.
Like when, oh, it's their music that are on the oldies. Now it's like, oh, it's my music on the oldies.
Honestly,
no.
Like I'm to my core, my music
mm-hmm.
is early 90s grunge music. It's Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Stone Temple Pilots, Soundgarden,
yeah.
Alice in Chains. That is my music.
Garth Brooks, Tim McGraw, Kenny Chesney.
You're familiar. Yeah. You're familiar. The fact that that is now played on the classic rock station,
mm-hmm.
When I hear it, I'm like, oh, yeah, this song. And then I look at the station playing and I said, no! No! It is terrible. But with that being said, I have to move on from the music realm.
Mm-hmm.
I have to move on to a show that I don't even like.
Okay.
Let me put it this way. Can you guess what show this is?
Okay.
I really liked the first two seasons, and then I never watched the rest.
Mad TV.
No, it is Family Guy.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
How long do you think Family Guy has been on the air?
I want to say over 10 years.
15 years.
No, it has not.
Family Guy has been on television for 15 years.
Oh, boy.
15 years.
Oh, boy.
If your child was born the day Family Guy debuted, she or he could almost drive a car.
Yep.
Legally, that is.
Yep.
15, and like I watched the first two seasons and really dug them, like, in part of season 3. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Family Guy's not for me. I don't really like where they're going. It's been 15 years! 15 years! Oh, my God! I thought, Family Guy is not the kind of show where when you watch it after a couple of years, you're like, oh, yeah, that's going to be around for the long haul. Like, it's gonna be 5 seasons, and they're going to say something so offensive. It's going to be canceled, and off we go.
An apology letter written, and boom, done.
15 years and going,
yeah.
By the way, and continuing.
And with, like, 2 other shows, right?
Yeah,
American Dad and Cleveland Show or something
Like
that? Yeah.
They're the same show.
Yeah.
So, to be quite honest, the show is probably like 20 years cumulatively.
Oh, no.
what happened in my life to allow Family Guy to go unchecked for 13 years?
Look what you've done, Steve.
What the hell has happened?
I don't know. Steve, this dovetails so nicely to my number four, which is seeing the cast of All That today. I mean, Kenan Thompson, he is rocking it on SNL. But if you look at, like, Amanda Bynes, nuts. Nutso right now. Been to rehab, like, what, she set fire to someone's car or something like that?
Good.
Yeah. Did you ever watch All That, by the way?
I watched All That, for sure.
Yeah. Kel Mitchell is now, like, a pastor.
Yeah.
And he has orange soda parties.
Yeah.
And Laura Beth, I don't even remember. I saw a picture of her. Years have not been good to her. to put it plainly, I sound like a total dick, and I apologize. But yeah, just seeing her then and seeing her now is like, wow, time marches on.
And sometimes they're very heavy footsteps.
Sometimes, man. Sometimes. So seeing them back when they were like 14, 15, 16, and now they're like in their late 30s or something. I don't even know.
I mean, that's in the heyday of SNCC.
Oh, remember SNCC?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Are you afraid of the dark?
Great.
Oh.
Great. I mean,
Wienerville?
Secret World of Alex Mack?
Yeah. Oh, Alex Mack.
Oh, my God, Alex Mack.
Oh, Larissa Olenek.
My God. Can't get enough.
Can't say your name.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, possibly I could currently get enough of you, but at that time, could not get enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's amazing that Kel, right? No. Who's on SNL?
Kenan Thompson.
Kenan. The fact that Kenan...
Right? Kenan Thompson?
Yeah.
Okay.
The fact that Kenan is on SNL just kind of... I've never seen him do something on SNL where like, yeah, oh yeah, go get it, Kenan. Like, you're carrying this thing.
Sure.
The fact that he's just been on SNL and now he's like, oh man, thank God he made it. Like, he's doing great.
Yeah.
Compared to everybody else off of All That.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was no Mickey Mouse Club, I'll say that.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not a Mickey Mouse Club. Which does not bring me to my number three in any way, shape, or form, but I'm going to transition into my number
Fantastic.
Three.
Fantastic. Good transition, by the way.
I'm going to tell you something that is very important in my life.
Okay.
That I've mentioned as many times on this podcast as something important in my life.
Boobs?
Boobs. Boobs are about 60 years old now. Boobs have been around for 60 years. There's no documented case of boobs before 60 years ago. Since 1954, boobs have been around. Wow, isn't that a long time?
And we thank
God for boobs.
That's right.
He just decided to develop them in the 50s. Good for him.
I've been working on this for almost 2,000 years.
Bam! Boobs are over 2,000 years old.
Wow. And there was much rejoicing.
One of my favorite movies in the history of films.
Okay.
Again, if this movie...
E.T.!
You're not too far off.
Okay.
If this movie... This is the saddest way to put it. This movie can legally drink. These dinosaurs from this movie can legally drink.
Can I guess?
Please.
Land Before Time?
That's it.
Yep.
Littlefoot drinking? No.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not.
Okay.
The dinosaurs from Jurassic Park, minus their millions of years before, can legally have a drink from the time their movie was made.
Oh, no.
Jurassic Park is old enough to have a shot with you.
Well, I mean, that'd be cool to have a shot with the Velociraptor.
Well, until it slices your guts open and eats your cadaver.
That's true.
Jurassic Park is one of my favorite movies of all time. One of my childhood movies. And I still like watching it now. I feel like it's one of those movies that still holds up. And again, as I mentioned before, it is because of their use of practical effects as well as CGI in the film.
Mm-hmm.
However, all of that being said, the movie is 21 years old.
Yeah.
That means there are people on this earth that, like, have opinions about movies and music and other things in life that this movie was out before they were born.
Yep.
No.
Probably productive members of society now.
Oh my God. And Jurassic Park is one of those, like, older movies.
Mm-hmm.
No. So that, I've now realized.
That's true.
Jurassic Park is one of those movies that when I am a father, they'd be like, oh, you kids need to watch this movie. Like, this is one of the movies that defines my time. Like, Dad, ugh, these weird fucking weird dinosaurs. Oh, my God. They don't look shitty. Oh, like, it's going to be, that is going to be one of my movies I'm going to force upon my kids. And if they don't like it, it's the closest I'm ever going to get to beating my kids.
You know what I just thought of? Jurassic Park is in that prime era of movies, and we were just becoming, you know, fully conscious.
Aware of movies.
Aware of, like, how, movies being good or bad.
Yeah.
And, like, it really is the era of movies that really imprinted on us. So that's always going to be our set of movies.
It is.
And now, nowadays, in the 2015s, these sets of movies look ultra slick and polished. But let's go back 20 years from the early 90s to the 70s, like, what, the Graduate era? You look at that now, and it's like, oh, man, that looks really, really dated, and, like, yeah. You could tell it was made in the 70s. People nowadays look back on the mid-90s,
like,
and they look at it the same way as how we look at The Graduate. I know!
But again, I mean, The Graduate at least is, like, an artistic... You know, like, I mean, it's not a CGI bonanza kind of movie. You know, like, it's like a spectacle kind of film.
Sure.
I'm trying to think of a spectacle film from the 70s besides Star Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's like Close Encounters of the Third Kind or something.
Sure.
Like, where you look at, you're like, oh, or like even maybe Jaws.
Yeah.
Where it's like there's a lot of, like, effects to it. And like, oh, God, that shark is so fucking fake.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a real shark at all. But to be honest, I would rather have Jaws than Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, by the way, brings me to my next point. Perhaps a million-dollar idea. Where is our next aquatic terror movie?
Sharknado, baby.
Ah, damn it. And it is a million-dollar idea.
It is.
God, they've made so many millions.
That's right.
Fuck you for being right, Wes. That is absolutely the correct answer.
Yep.
Gah.
Yep.
Anyway.
There you go.
My number three, Jurassic Park. Legally drinking Jurassic Park.
Let me tell you,
to finish, beating my kids because of it.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, I watched this YouTube Let's Play series, Game Grumps. Very widely known Let's Play series. They're very funny. They play classic games. And they're playing through right now Super Mario 64.
I love Super Mario 64.
Have you seen it nowadays?
No.
It looks terrible.
No.
It looks awful. Blocky. Mario moves like a nightmare. It looks awful, dude. And it brings me back to when I first started playing it. I was astounded by it.
Blown away.
Amazed. I can jump as well as move left and right and forward and backward.
I can jump and do a butt smash.
What? But it looks terrible now.
The chomp on the chain mm-hmm. is no longer moving left or right. It can move in 360 degrees to bite me?
Yeah! It looked amazing, and it was a revolutionary gameplay experience.
I remember playing the demo, because, of course, Nintendo 64 came out around the Christmas time, as most good systems do.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being at Toys R Us. Remember being at Toys R Us?
Yes.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Also should be on my list, but it is... I was at Toys R Us, and they had the demo set up for the first level of Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember playing it, and, like, the most serious I think I've ever been as a child. I walked away, and, like, I very seriously walked over to my mom. I was like, I have to have that. Like, there was no fanfare. I was like, Mom, Mother, look at me. Mother, I know I'm talking quietly. I need you to buy that for me. right now because there is nothing else. This is it for me. If I do not have that, you might as well not feed me or give me oxygen. I should die because I need to have that thing right now. Mother, I'll be in the car. I signed something. I signed a document as a 6-year-old. And I was like, that's it. I'm out.
Notarized by my lawyer.
Yeah. This is my legal team. They will see you through the rest of this scenario. Like, goodbye. I had to have it.
Yeah.
And that was it.
And then you got it. And your mind was blown.
And I was like, my mind was even blown. I was like, good, all is right in the world. I can continue living.
Sure.
Someday I can be 30 and then die.
Yeah. But like, I remember everybody who was anybody had that. You know, everybody who was anybody in junior high had
it. No, it wasn't. Was it junior?
It was junior high.
Ugh.
I know. At least when I played, it was junior high.
Oh, because you're so old. So, you're so young, I should say. So young.
That's right. You were probably in college.
It was 2 years ago for me.
That's right. Yeah, man. And I will go, you mentioned Toys R Us, I'll go one further. Do you remember those little demo stations they had at the Walmarts and the Toys R Us's?
Yes.
With lines going out into the aisles?
Oh my God. Just to have 4 minutes to play the game. Because you couldn't look up like the E3 demo online at the time.
Yeah.
It's like, I need to have this experience.
Yeah.
So I can go beg my mother to buy it for me.
That's right. And like, you finally get up there. You're like, oh my God, you have the controllers in your hand. It's like slightly damp because every child has gross, sweaty hands.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. But you got it. You got it. And like, you immediately died about a minute in. Looking behind you with the line behind you.
And then you give the quick, like, you would just say it in a way where like, I mean, that doesn't count.
Like, yeah.
And you'd keep playing the kid being like, shut up. It doesn't count.
So that's my number three. Just re-looking at those revolutionary games, specifically Super Mario 64.
You know what? Here's a revolutionary game for me. I brought it up a couple weeks ago, but I thought about it more, and it made me even more sad.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Final Fantasy VII.
Wrong.
Damn it.
I thought about Final Fantasy. It's an honorable mention for me.
Okay.
But I just love that game so much that I... And it's actually not Final Fantasy VII. It's Final Fantasy III or whatever. On Super Nintendo, where you go back, this is one of the most revered games of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And you go back like, holy shit! Whoa! Wow!
Yeah.
Because I just downloaded Chrono Trigger on my PS3,
mm-hmm.
which is a Super Nintendo game. And I started playing it, and I was like, holy shit! Whoa! But the game we mentioned a couple weeks ago is Wolfenstein 3D.
Yeah.
Which, quite honestly, I don't know if I've had a more important game experience. I mean, honestly, Super Mario 64 might be number two.
Mm-hmm.
Wolfenstein 3D, it was my uncle, who is a computer, like engineer slash like repair guy. Like, he was a computer guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he had top-of-the-line shit where, like, honestly, a joystick was like a thing to have on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
He had a fucking joystick with a button on the top and two buttons on the side. Like
mm-hmm.
a fucking Atari controller for a computer. And I was like, oh my God. I'm so glad this is at the top of my, second on my list. Because this makes me feel old.
Mm-hmm.
This is the moment I felt old about it. Not the graphics, not the fact that your health pack was a turkey, that wherever you moved on the screen looked exactly the same, not the fact that you ever faced more than two guys on a screen at any time. The moment that made me feel old, Wes.
What's that? I'm
so glad you asked. The moment that made me feel old was realizing that I could download the entire game on my phone in about 15 seconds.
Oh boy.
Where it took me an hour.
Yep.
To install the game on my MS-DOS computer.
Yep.
On 8 floppy disks.
Yep.
8 floppy disks.
Yep.
Whereas actually in the time it took me to tell you this story, I've actually downloaded it and beat the first level.
Yeah.
On my fucking phone. As I wait in the car to pick up my wife from the train station, I downloaded it and beat the first level. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What has happened in my life?
I don't know.
I'm so old.
Time marches on, dude.
Oh my God.
It keeps marching.
And it won't stop.
It won't stop. I'm like, time. Let's pull a parade halt.
I mean, no. I don't even, at this point, it is to the point, it's like a maximum, like, displeasure, where from the future from now on, we're like, Wolfenstein 3D, I don't even know where it goes from here.
Yeah.
We're like, it happens in a blink of an eye, where it is so old that it becomes a joke. I mean, I don't even know what happens from here. But it is currently at the point where I am so astounded that I'm almost like, Wolfenstein, shh, 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 quiet, my child, come with me, don't let anybody see you, come with me into the darkness, into the shadows, where you and I, we can play, and no one will know. I'm almost ashamed of it at this point.
It's like, what are you doing there, Steve? I'm nurturing my drug habit.
Oh, yeah, I'm shooting heroin.
Yeah.
Yes, don't, that's it.
Are you playing Wolfenstein again?
No!
No! I'm shooting up!
Please believe me! I have a crippling drug habit! I'm not playing Wolfenstein 3D! Oh, God!
I can hear the shots and you getting the turkey!
Oh, mine? Chomp? Nope, that's drugs! German drugs!
That's right!
Oh, God, dude. So that's my number two, is Wolfenstein 3D.
This kind of, then not as nicely, but it kind of dovetails to mine. So as a general idea, we are the last generation that can say that we witnessed the birth of the internet.
Yes, this is actually my number one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can talk
but for
about
my
it.
I have a very specific reason.
Okay. Well, this is my number two, so we can get to your number one right after. But so we when we were babies, we had the Atari out. When we were a little older, we had the NES. So we kind of witnessed the birth of video games as well.
Yeah.
So it's weird, like that.
You
last...
and I lived through the 3DO, the Neo Geo, and the Jaguar.
We did.
Is that old enough for you?
Have we proven? I remember when Pepsi came in glass 20-ounce bottles.
Cool.
God. What a terrible idea.
We were alive for Pepsi clear. Crystal?
Crystal?
Clear?
Pepsi crystal clear?
Crystal clear?
Crystal, yeah.
Who is Pepsi clear?
I think it was Pepsi...
And Pepsi blue.
You know what? I kind of liked Pepsi Blue.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I'm sure you did, you barbarian. But yeah, so when we first got not the birth of computers, when computers became a household thing,
yeah,
and we
yeah.
had the computer room, and then we finally, you had the computer room with those gigantic printers that were basically just like electronic typewriters. Yeah, with those large reams of boxes of paper.
Yep.
Instead of those 8.5 by 11s. No.
Jesus Christ.
But when we got our first modem, then we had our first dial up, the budding budding beep. And then you couldn't make calls because you were on the internet.
You can have 10 minutes of internet, then I have to call your aunt.
Oh, God. That was just remembering that sound and knowing what that was.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like that was a... Maybe it's just nostalgic for me. But I feel like that's a special time.
Yeah.
Especially for us. Because, I mean, we had about 10 years of that before we got into, like, real kind of, like, broadband, you know, kind of internet. I feel like it's a pretty specific group of people that are going to resonate with that specific sound.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I know this. I mean, I know that sound. And then you know what almost everybody heard right after that is, you've got mail.
Yep.
Because I actually had a dude at work the other day. I was just bringing this up this weekend where, you know, everyone's email now is not, a huge percentage of it is either to a company email or it is to a Gmail account.
Yeah.
That is what it is. And then there's this kind of secondary where like someone's like, I have a Yahoo or a Hotmail. You're like, oh, man. I had a dude with an AOL email.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And he... I was like, all right, sir, and you know, just for the account here, what's your email? And it was something so typical of an AOL email account. It was like, hot flapjacks 13 at AOL.com.
Holy crap, that's my email address. Was it me?
It was you.
Oh, okay.
And as he said it, I was like, I asked him, I was like, are you sure that's the email you want to use? He's like, yep, that's my email address. I was like, oh, my God, hot flapjacks. Hot flapjacks.
Yep.
And right after my kind of, like, my, like, and it wasn't even anger. I don't even know what the feeling was. It was just, like, just a desperation. I was like, come on, man. I need better from you. Then my next thought was like, you know what? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Way to hold on, man.
That's right.
Way to hold on.
You play your records and your 8 tracks.
You live with your dinosaurs.
You use your Walkman as opposed to an iPod.
But which brings very nicely into my number one, which is the internet in general, that we are the generation that saw the internet come into really being, mm-hmm. as specifically with, you know, AOL. But... the specific, even more specific than AOL, is the Hamster Dance website.
Oh yeah!
Now when you know, like, I'm a-
Steve. Can we? 3, 2, 1. Do-ba-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo. Do-ba-doo-doo-doo. Nailed it.
And-be-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo. Immediate repeat.
Yep.
That is, I mean, think of all of the internet memes that we all know and we love and sometimes hate.
Mm-hmm.
The rise of YouTube videos. All of the kind of cliche internet things,
mm-hmm.
just internet like sensations that happen. They are all comprised. They're all based. Their roots come back to Hamster Dance, to the dancing baby,
yep.
to the those things. We were mere youths when mm-hmm. I so specifically remember the same day where I watched Hamster Dance, the baby dance, and then I played Command and Conquer online, like for one of the first times. Like that is the internet. The internet at its, like, just the roots, besides the, like, the prehistoric roots of the, like, where NASA developed it, and you're like, where the internet really was born.
Mm-hmm.
AOL, Dancing Baby, Hamster Dance, Command and Conquer Online. Like, mm-hmm. I did all of those things in one day.
Yeah.
And now to be on my PS4 and just randomly join up with dudes on Helldivers, like, it ain't no thing, just to play. To go then go watch a series of fail videos on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and then watch a Let's Play, like, though all of that stuff, which is so instant and so, like, it is a right of our lives to have those things.
Mm-hmm.
Then to go back and see where it kind of, like, started with the Hamster Dance. Like, oh, my God. Like, I'm the dude that... like, the internet and I are growing together. At one point, the internet will pass me to a point where I won't understand it anymore.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
And, like, to think about in the future, our children and our children's children, the amount of accessibility is honestly unfathomable to me of what they will have access to, that to me now seems like it's amazing that we have... honestly, Wikipedia is such an amazing thing, and that I can download Wikipedia. And not saying that everything on Wikipedia is correct and you should use it as a resource.
Yeah.
But it's just like a general kind of, like, get a feel for things.
Sure.
the maps, like all, like Google Maps. There's like MapQuest was a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's so like it just all the internet as, but specifically
ICQ, Napster.
Oh, dude, all that shit. Like it's where. How much that has just expanded in our lifetime to the point of our death at 30 years old.
That's right.
Almost 30 for you.
Yeah.
To think about the exponential growth of the internet and communications in that way and where it is going to go when we are 60, 70 years old.
Yeah.
It is – I honestly
we're going to be Frank Langella in Robot and Frank.
It's – except for, like, having chips implanted in our brain where we are, you know, like, permanently connected to the world in that way, I don't understand how it's going to work. And it's, like, it's, I don't know. I already feel like a dinosaur, and I'm still, like, in the middle of it.
I know. You're kind of touching around something I want to bring up. I feel like I am. My thumb is slowly slipping off of what's popular in popular culture.
Yep.
Like my thumb is not on the pulse of pop culture anymore. It's kind of move on to the side. Like I mentioned before, PewDiePie, which is he makes millions of dollars and he's universally loved. Like everyone watches his live streams. And again, he makes millions of dollars. I try watching him. I don't get it. And I think it's because I'm 30.
Yeah, you're about to be 30.
I'm about to be 30.
Your thumb is not directly on the pulse, but it's like even just being off the pulse a little bit, where you still feel a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You're still like you're not. You know that person. You know it's alive.
I mean, I still like a lot of the video games that come out. I still like a lot of the movies that come out. But random things are popping up, like PewDiePie, like. I don't even know.
Yeah, you don't even know. And that's the thing. You don't even know.
I don't even know.
Don't even know.
Yeah.
But you don't feel like you're that far off. And I guess that's what getting older is.
Because we grow up with our group of friends. And then we kind of stay friends with our age group. Like, now I can't imagine. And, wow, we're getting off on an old man tangent.
This is getting old real fast.
Getting old real fast. Like, I can't imagine befriending, like...
20-year-old?
Well, I actually did just befriend, like, a 22-year-old.
Oh, okay.
But she is dating my friend, who is a 26-year-old. So, kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, man. Just feeling old.
I can't imagine making friends with, like, an 18 or a 19-year-old.
No, God, no.
Yeah.
Because, well, actually, at this point, it's a crime to do that. So
yeah. It's like, it's so close to a crime. It might as well be a crime. Come with us, sir.
So, Wes, that's... So, specifically, kind of the rise of, like, popular, like, media on internet, which is the Dancing Baby and... the hamster dance. But that's my number one. So what to you?
My number one, and you touched on it very early on in this top five, people who were born in 2000 are now in high school.
Shut up.
Okay, that was five. Yeah, people are born in 2000 when we were in the prime of our lives in high school.
Preparing for Y2K.
That's right. Oh, man, Y2K. Yep. The Y2K babies, they're now in high school.
They're about to drive cars.
They're about to drive cars. They've gone through puberty. They've discovered the opposite sex or the same sex. They've discovered hormones, and they're becoming adults. And we've been adults for
a long time.
Too long. Yeah, just think about that.
Oh my God! You know they're at it. Those poor babies. They're growing up in a time where they've never used a paper map.
Oh wow! Remember we used to learn cursive. That's not being taught anymore.
Man, we just sound like we're from the 1810s right now.
Yeah, remember when we learned how to use goblets?
Oh boy, these kids here, they don't know the difference between the North and South of America. And I'm not talking North and South America continents.
Like, Steve, do you remember that game, Kick the Can?
It's amazing, man. Like, and as a young person, you don't think about how you're going to become the old person, but as we just talked about, like it's now so much clearer to me that I don't know every single band that comes out and every single hit. I don't know the name of every band. I don't know every single actor in every single movie that comes out. You know, like, the watches that connect to your phone, and I'm like, oh, that's stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm sure kids, oh, that's awesome. Like, there's so much, like, I now see the path of getting old.
Yeah.
And that's, like, scary to me.
Sure.
It's a little scary.
Sure. And, you know, I know that people who are older than 30, they're listening to this, are, like, scoffing. Like, oh, these kids, I don't even realize.
Sure.
Like, we know that we're joking. You know, 30 when you're 29 is a scary thing. You remember? You remember people who are older than us? So we joke. But we know life, of course, does not end. We have a lot of great things to look forward to. But as Steve said, it's just realizing that you, I believe 30 is that age where you realize that it's time to start growing up.
There's other things, like all the times that I would spend, you know, trying to, like, the new band, this, I gotta buy this, I gotta get this, I gotta get this, like, download this album. I'm like, you know what, I gotta pay my taxes. You know,
yeah.
I gotta pay the bills.
And it's interesting to think about talking about these kids who were born in 2000, like, when you're 15, you know, maybe up to, like, 24, maybe, I don't even know. But my point is, like, these kids are, like, looking forward to what age they're gonna be, and, like, oh, by this time, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And now we're, you know, you're 30. I'm on the cusp of 30. And now we're kind of looking back at a few years ago. It's like, oh, man, I wish I would have done this, 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 and this. Like, it's just interesting to me. Like, where is that cutoff? You know what I mean?
Give me two things real quick. Just if there's anyone under, you know, under 30 listening, say, you know, kid, under 30, kid, you're technically under 30. You're not a kid.
Yeah.
Someone under 30. As a guy that's about to, you know, as a 30-year-old and someone's about approaching 30, two words of wisdom, two tips of advice. What do you give?
I sound so old, but...
We are old. That's what this whole thing's about. That's what the whole thing's about.
Enjoy it. And if you are in college, enjoy college. And once you are out of college, don't just dive into the career pool. I feel like you should really take that time to travel, and just kind of see the world a little bit. Here's my number one piece of advice. Say yes to things. Obviously, not to things that'll do you harm.
Sure.
But I look back...
Let's do heroin. That's a no.
How about you play Wolfenstein?
Yeah.
That's a no.
I shouldn't. Except for me. Yeah!
There are, obviously, and I put a little disclaimer on this, I love my life, I love where I'm at, but there are some things that I wish I would have said yes to, know what I mean?
Yeah, everyone's got that.
Everyone's got that.
I agree with you 100%. I feel like you're post-college to 30, you know, like that range, those couple years, that's your chance to make, like, go out, do it, man, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever it is that you want to do. Like, travel, I can't afford it. You're right. Go do it anyway.
That's right.
Get out there and do it.
You want to try and move to LA to be a movie star?
Do it, man.
Worst comes to worst, you have to move back with your parents for a few months, but you're 22.
Do it, man.
Who cares?
Do it.
If
you're looking for some sort of message, go for it, man.
Mm.
Or lady, whoever you are. Make the big choice. You know, like when a friend calls you to say, hey, let's go to the bar, watch this. I'm kind of tired.
Do it.
You're 23. You're not tired.
That's
Get out there and do it.
Get out there. Make yourself. Make something of yourself.
Go out there and do it. I agree 100%.
Don't let fear rule your life. Don't think of all the things that could go wrong, because what if it goes right?
And my second part about my now uplifting about being old moment is when you're coming out of college, when you're 25, when you're 26, when you're 30, when you're 35, when you're 40. This is a universal thing, I think. The friends you have around you, and family, you make time for them, make them a priority. I feel so preachy to say this right now, and I'm sorry to say it, but this is really something that's very, very important to me. And it's like we were just saying, hey buddy, let's go to the bar, let's grab a drink, let's watch a hockey game. Let's go. Whatever the hell it is, make the time, because those people are very important. And the your degree, your job, your this, your that, those things, they are important, yes. But, you know, what's more important is, even if you have a shitty job, is the people you go home and you bitch about your job to and hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important part. So cultivate those things. Once you've started working on those relationships, maintain them. They require... They're like a beautiful plant with like a beautiful flowering plant.
Sure.
They're beautiful, they're awesome, they're everything you want, but they do require a little bit of maintenance. Do it.
And also, brush your teeth twice a day!
I swear to God, floss, baby!
That's right!
This is so important!
Look both ways!
Sorry to get really preachy about the last part, but, you know, like, talking about all these... You know, when you're looking back, you're like, oh, these missed opportunities, the things that, you know, blah, 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 blah,
that
blah.
You wish you would have done, blah, 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 blah.
You know, it's good to look back at the things you've done. You've also done right. Because I just need a little boost to say, you know what? I've got friends and family that love me, and I love them, and we hang out, and we do great things, and it's important, and I have done some things in my life. So without being enough preachy, let me recap my top five here.
Recrap your top five.
Recrap them. Because that's what you're doing. You're 30. You just recrap everything. Number five, it's a two-parter. It's realizing that athletes are no longer older than me. I'm older than them. And also, I don't understand music the way I used to. Number four, Family Guy, 15 years old. Number three, if you're a dinosaur that starred in Jurassic Park, if you minus the millions of years beforehand, you can still have a drink legally. Number two. Wolfenstein 3D, downloading that shit on your phone instead of 8 discs.
Yeah.
Floppy discs.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, Dancing Baby, Hamster Dance, The Birth of the Internet.
My number five is Somebody Once Told Me That This Song Is on the Oldies. My number four is Seeing the Cast of All That. My number three is looking at Mario 64 and looking how polygonal and blocky and gross it looks. My number two is remembering the of the modem.
Got mail.
My number one is people born in 2000, they're in high school today. Guys, thank you so much for making it this far, and thank you so much for making it through our old man tangents.
Hey, I feel like there's other people out there right around this time that are feeling the same way. So, you know, sometimes it's good to commiserate, you know, with some companions out there.
That's right. But guys, as we mentioned before, we're going to mention it again, because goddammit, it never stops being true. We love hearing from you guys. So if you have a top five things that make you feel old, if you're around our age, or even if you're like 22 and you feel old.
And you know what? I would love to specifically put out a challenge to our fellow 30, you know, 28 to 32-year-old folks out there, because we can commiserate. But if you're 28, 30, talk to your parents. I would love for someone to give us a top five from like a, you know, a 65,
sure,
a 70, or a grandparent, or whatever. Something that makes them feel old to make me feel young again. This is my challenge to you this week.
Steve's purely selfish challenge.
You know what? I'm also going to put out a secondary challenge.
Oh, boy.
If you've not seen The Raid and you have a Blu-ray player, I am willing to mail you The Raid if you want to watch it. So, privately, you know, email us, send us your contact information. I will snail mail it to you just so you can see the movie and we can have a conversation about it. So here are my two challenges this week.
You can email your personal information to us or your top fives at fiveplaynet@gmail.com. You can also leave a comment here on the oneofus.net post. Steve, what am I forgetting?
I think you're forgetting that your name is Wes.
Mm-hmm. My name is Wes.
My name is Steve.
That was five, and we're out!